If you gaze out from Nome's Front Street this time of year, you will see Norton Sound covered with ice that extends to the horizon. By this time next week, the community's old Christmas trees will dot the frozen ocean. As KNOM's Mitch Border reports, it's an effort to revive a tradition called the Nome National Forest.
Three men repair and paint a variety of large plywood cutouts. There's a duck, Mickey Mouse, and various other shapes scattered throughout a vacant garage that echoes with the sounds of a radio.
Now, art's in the eyes of the beholder, right?
Painting is not Mitch Erickson's normal weekend activity. Erickson is the ringleader of the group that is diligently preparing colorful decorations to disperse out on the sea ice along with the old Christmas trees. Volunteer Charlie Painter may not have found himself painting a large yellow duck if it hadn't been for a particular motivation.
Well, I'm hoping Mitch is going to look favorably on me and buy beer later.
Mitch Erickson and the rest of the crew are trying to revive the Nome National Forest, a tradition that has all but died out. Erickson says the forest began as a creative way for the community to discard old Christmas trees.
The history behind it is somebody put a Christmas tree out there, and another person and another person, next thing you know, it became a tradition.
The purpose of the plywood cartoon characters is to give more life to the evergreens assembled on the sea ice. Erickson says reviving the forest was Mayor Richard Benville's idea.
The mayor drives around and says, "Hey, Mitch, I saw a tree at so-and-so location. Go get it." So I go get it. And no one shot at me yet.
Because I'm mayor, and I want it. How's that for a reason? That may sound egotistical, but the mayor's got some power.
Mayor Benville wants to reinvigorate the Nome National Forest since it has been absent from Nome sea ice for at least 3 years. The disappearance of the forest was due to the passing of the original founder and a few of its organizers. Mayor Benville believes reestablishing this event and others like it will draw more tourists downtown for the festivities that take place during the Iditarod. As he puts the finishing touches on a plywood ghost, Charlie Painter is not thinking of tourism, but rather what the trees and cutouts bring to Nome's view.
It's a pretty cool thing. I gotta admit, you look out on the ocean and there's nothing to look at. And it's just a sea of white and it's beautiful in itself, but it's kind of cool to look at something, and these cutouts are pretty cool to look at.
Mayor Benville wants this so bad that he has even created a radio ad to ask residents for their discarded Christmas trees.
You might be wondering why I'm singing Christmas carols. This is Mayor Richard.
The mayor and the rest of the volunteers expect to set up the trees and cutouts in time for Iditarod spectators and dog teams that will arrive in less than 2 weeks.
Next year, I want to get back up to 100 trees. Yeah! Who else but a bunch of gnomies to put Christmas trees out and make a forest out of it? I think it's very cool.
In Nome, I'm Mitch Borden.